Tachun, this is Farnaz. For older kids, like the ones like my son who's 12 now, how should we act to keep them as interested and as empty as possible when the world is bringing all this imagination and all these attractions of particularly imagination? Like, how can we help them not to that empty nest to go to having a very imaginative mind? Because you said after some years, then mother is not that, as you described, the role is different. So is there anything you like to teach us?
Well, pretty much what happened to my life with my two boys, I meditated with them in my arms while I'm nursing them. I chanted the name. I recited Gayatri. We had candlelight in the house all the time with good music. And on and on and on, and the worship of Baba, trips to India, sometimes twice a year. By the time at Balvika, at that time it was an education in human value, but Balvika, at age 12, I asked one of the members in Sai Center to take over the Balvika instead of me, because one of my kids was 12 and the other one was 10. Right after the class, my older son, who was 12, pulled me aside and said, "Mom, you've done your job now. Allowed to experience life and put to practice what I was taught." I never, ever taught them again or talked about ways of life or this and that. It was finished. They went out. And naturally, that's the best way to do it, to leave them alone. The mother's job, the mother was fired by the child, saying, "Okay, now back off." So I did. And they finished a study. They went in the world of business. But I don't believe they ever forgot their base, because of every so often what I would hear. And they are raising their kids as if it was their life with me in childhood. So this is what I'm bringing to you, is that whether you know it or not, whether the child admits it or not, which is very rare that they do, they see the mother. This is why it's so much emphasized on raising your own consciousness. They see the mother devotional. They see the mother righteous. They see the mother charitable. They see meditation happening in the house. They see the chanting happening in the house. By the time they are 12, your job should get less and less. Now, having said that, if you see that he's too much on the computer, you have the authority to say no and mean it and take it away. If he is concentrated too much in the room with imagination, it is your right to kick him out of his room and say you need to run in the neighborhood. But these are the things that you guys can do for your child. But to say the child is being nourished only by you, no. Not anymore.
Thank you, sir. من از سر پرسیدم که بچه من الان 12 سالش شد و شما گفتید بزرگتر که میشن دیگه نقش ما تغییر میکنه. آیا چیزی هست که بخوایم به من یاد بدید که من بتونم اینو به کار ببرم؟ و سعد گفتن چیزی که در زندگی شخصی من اتفاق افتاد با دو تا پسرم من از وقتی اینا رو تو آغوش من بودن شیرشون میدادم با مدیتیشن بود، با خوندن گایاتری بود، با موسیقی زیبا بودن خونه، با شمع موسیقی خوب، با همه اینا، با خدمت بابا، عشق بابا، سفرهای به هند گاهی دو بار در سال. و تا وقتی که پسر بزرگم 12 و دومی 10 ساله شد، اینا تو اون موقع من این بالویکا رو به یه نفر دیگه محول کردم توی سنترمون. و یادمه که بعد از یه جلسه پسر بزرگم اومد و گفت مادر تو نقش خودتو بازی کردی، ولی الان من میخوام دنیا رو تجربه کنم، میخوام برم این چیزایی که گفتی رو خودم در عمل بگذارم و تجربه کنم. بعد از اون دیگه تموم شد و بچه مادرش رو یه جوری از اون نقشش خارج کرد. من دیگه به عقب رفتم و گذاشتم این دنیا، درس، بیزنس، مشغول اینا شدن. ولی چیزی که من دیدم که این بود که هیچ وقت اساس و پایه رو فراموش نکردن. و وقتی که تو زندگیشون نگاه میکنم، بچه های خودشون رو دارن طوری بزرگ میکنن که انگار منم که در بچگی اونا رو بزرگ میکردم. چه بچه این رو تایید کنه و ابراز کنه نقشی که مادر پدر داشتن، چی که معمولا نمی کنه، و چه نگه وقتی بچه سرسپردگی مادرش رو تو خونه می بینه، اون عشقش رو می بینه، اون پاکدامنیش رو می بینه، خوندن بازار، سرسنگا، اینها رو وقتی که بچه ها می بینن اثر می ذاره. ولی وقتی که 12 سال شد، یه جوری شغل و تأثیر شما کمتر و کمتر می شه. البته اگه که وقتی ببینی بچه زیاد روی میکنه توی چیزایی که تخیل و تصور زیاد میکنه، مثل استفاده از کامپیوتر، این رو نقش رو داری و این حقو داری که باید هم بگی بلندش کنی، بگی نه باید از اتاقت بری ورزش کنی، باید وقتی ببینی زیادی با تخیلاتشه از اتاقش بیرونش کنی و بفرستیش بره تو محله بدوه. در واقع این کارا رو میشه کرد، ولی این که فکر کنی که بچه فقط تأثیر گرفتنش از مادرشه بعد از این، نه، اینطوری دیگه نیست.